From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. With the news of the sudden death of NBA hero Kobe Bryant, Super Bowl week in Miami has gotten off to a melancholy start. The Super Bowl is not just a competition or even a halftime show. It's a week-long celebration of football fandom. Thousands of visitors have been traveling to South Florida for the festivities leading up to next Sunday's game in Miami Gardens. Well, before the news of Bryant's death broke, WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was out asking locals about how they're getting in on the Super Bowl action.
The 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the 1989 Super Bowl in Miami-Dade. That's when Nestor Lotta got on board. But he's not a San Franciscan. He's from Hialeah Gardens.
I decided whoever was going to win the game, I'll become a fan. So the Niners won that year, so I became a 49ers fan since.
Several years later, Lotta got to celebrate his team in his hometown again.
In 1995, we won it over here in Miami.
Now the 49ers are back at the Hard Rock Stadium, and he's hoping for the same result. Lotta isn't going to the Super Bowl, but he wanted to take part in the circus descending on South Florida because of it. He stopped by the Super Bowl Experience event at Miami Beach Convention Center. It's open all week. Here, football fans are running 40-yard dashes.
Oh, boy, this race is going to see who pulls a hamstring first, I feel.
They're waiting in line for up to 2 hours for a picture with the Vince Lombardi Trophy and getting signatures from players like Santana Moss, a University of Miami grad who played 14 seasons in the NFL. Thomas Quesada is a third grader in Broward County. He sported the red jersey of his favorite, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I like Texas Tech.
Mahomes played college football there. The 8-year-old says he also likes Mahomes because he can throw far.
Okay, are you going to root for the Chiefs during the Super Bowl?
Duh!
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.